An uppercut by Watt, an uppercut, he's on that, he's going great against us, going to centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeout for Toronto, they go the length of the court, Ruffin tips it away, and no, not possible.
You're listening to Sports Overnight. Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, here for another hour of course sports. We'll have some fun this hour. You know, there's a little comedy skits here and there, but the bottom line is we're talking sports. Charles Day will be here. Paco Vacarcel talking baseball. But Charles Day, as I told you, Sweet 16, Final Four. This guy's the man when it comes to that kind of stuff, of course. He picked the Super Bowl like to a T. He scores, all that kind of good stuff. He is the master that he is, and that's why I have the genius that is Charles J. The impeccable genius, incredible genius that is Charles J. I try to get him week in and week out here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the only live sports show coming from the West Coast. Of course, live right now. It is 2 a.m. Eastern Time, live all across America. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Bottom line is combat sports, NFL, NBA. But next up, NCAA with the genius of geniuses. I'm talking to the man that runs Plays by J. PlaysByJ.com. Talking about Mr. Charles J. Next up on Sports Byline.
Paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Portions of today's show are sponsored by Try Lawyers of Justice Law Firm, with offices in Beverly Hills, Chicago, San Diego, and throughout the state of Iowa. Try Lawyers for Justice handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases. The law firm has won, through caring about its clients and justice, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements for injury victims and their families. Call 888-811-0844 now if you believe you have a case and to get the justice you and your family members deserve. Real trial lawyers who care. Feel free to check them out online. Their website is TL4J.com. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice. Their phone number once again, 888-811-0844, with offices in Beverly Hills, Chicago, San Diego, and Iowa.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebound, Johnson.
Oh!
Johnson has hit two enormous threes. This one's good if it goes.
Oh, dude!
Holy
goodness!
Cow.
Miles, that's a three.
Boom!
Got it! He got it! Two-point game. Inside Ellis. Does it count? Basket counts.
Pick, pop to your best shooter for three.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is very, very not smart.
12 and a half minutes past the hour. Very, very not smart. That was a very, very dumb line. Mitt Romney, you're boom tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Dominic Jimenez, of course, from his lair in Hillsborough, California. Now, Dom, you got the massage in the last segment when I let you take it off there or what?
Oh, yeah, I have all my masseuses on call for when I can sneak in a little tender massage. Thank you for that.
So what do you eat? What do you have? You have caviar during the show and stuff like that? I mean, what's going on down there in Hillsborough? I mean, you tell me you have two or three houses down there, and the house average house is like $10 million. So what's going on?
$15 million. Please get that correct. It's not 10, it's 15. However, yeah, I just whichever house I feel like taking up residence in, I do that, and whatever I feel like eating, I have my chef make. Caviar makes me a little thirsty, so I tend to stay away from that during the show, though.
Charles J., can you believe this crap from this guy or what?
You don't own any of these houses?
No, he owns them all.
Oh, so in other words, it's the Dominic World Tour. We're in a different location every week. Family Feud does that. I think the Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller do that. They go all over the place. So they're found at a different place every time you tune in, right? Is that it?
That's about it. I can't get him to come in the studio anymore. You know, he doesn't want to come in the studio because he can't soak his feet in here. He asked me, could he soak his feet in the studio? I told him, hell no.
Oh, my God. You know, I'll tell you, I've done a lot of radio. We may have to go two segments here now.
Oh, no, we'll go two segments.
I've done a lot of radio, okay, in the past, and I don't think they would ever put me at the helm of a multi-million-dollar studio. We tend to leave a lot of debris behind and gum and things like that, popcorn. We usually don't do a great job in that regard. A lot has happened since I talked to you last.
Talk to us.
Which was like 3 hours ago, okay, or whatever it was. For one thing, I discovered I can listen to your show through my computer, mm-hmm. which is, I think, very impressive on my part to figure that out. And can I start with a plug that isn't playsbyj.com?
Go for it, Charles.
Because I was listening to your previous segment with John Johnson, and you guys are talking about Ohio State and Buster Douglas and everything. If you're in the Akron area, okay, you may want to stop by our friends at All-Star Sports Gallery tomorrow in the Summit Mall, because they are going to have five members of the Ohio State team signing autographs there.
Wow.
And the players are Nick Vinette, Jalen Marshall, Devin Smith, Michael Bennett, actually six, okay, Joel Hale and Josh Perry. I know Josh Perry is one of those guys that's going to be drafted in the first two, three rounds about a month and a half from now. They will be there signing autographs in the afternoon. Buster Douglas is actually there Saturday.
Wow.
doing autographs, and I sent some people over there to see Doran Grant, who was a former Ohio State player, a rookie with the Steelers, very nice guy. And so that's All-Star Sports Gallery in the Summit Mall in Akron. That's a non-paid plug on my part. And if you are over there, go say hello to my my partner, Mike Frost, who's going to be there authenticating autographs and so forth. And I'm sure you'll have a great time. Okay. So, I mean, see, that's what I would call – that is a sort of an organic plug, because it fits into two of the things you guys were talking about in that last segment, yes. Which is Buster Douglas, and you were talking about Ohio State. Another anecdote, if I can keep talking for
a
moment.
Go on, J-Man.
You talk about Hector Lombard. My friend Mike Frost has a memorabilia store here in Florida, and I met Hector Lombard over there, I guess about a month and a half ago, because he lives here in Florida. You know, he trains with the America's Top Team guys. And I'll tell you, I looked at the guy. You mentioned the guy's pretty pumped up. I could not believe he was only – what's he, about 160, 170?
No, he sweats down to 170. He held the Bellator title at 185. So
I couldn't believe he was at 210 pounds from the looks of him. It was unbelievable. He came in with his girlfriend, who's a fighter from Montreal. I forgot her name, but she's a top fighter, you know, top MMA fighter. And we had Hector Camacho Jr. there that day.
I'm not happy with the kid. Me and the kid have had a falling out over the years, because I just thought he was disrespecting his father's name. The bottom line is, Hector Camacho was one of the greats, of course, the greatest stand-up comedian in the history of the sport, but one of the great fighters as well. One time, pound for pound in 1985, the best. But the kid, he lacked total discipline. So let's talk about this NCAA tournament.
Can I finish the story?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So they're talking to each other, and I don't think they'd met each other before. And so Hector and so the two Hectors decide to do a little play sparring with each other. Okay. And all of a sudden it kind of gets a little semi-serious. And now they're in the middle of a store, okay? There are tables, there's memorabilia, there's, you know, autograph tables and stuff. And literally, and I think it was Lombard who was trying to be a little bit more aggressive here. I mean, they fell to the ground, knocked all kinds of things over. It got pretty tense. And some people got some tape. I didn't get any tape of it, but some people got some tape of it. And so that was my because I know he was talking about how he was had a really nice watch on. I was very impressed by that.
Dominic Jimenez, shoot a question at Charles. You wanted to talk about the NCAA tournament, of course, going on right now, March Madness.
Very under suspension or something. So I guess he got off of suspension.
Who was on suspension? Camacho Jr.?
No. Lombard.
Lombard was on that steroid suspension. Yeah, he got off it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know he's still on the steroids. I mean, if ever a guy had a body that screams steroids at you, it had to be Hector Lombard.
I don't know how he looked tonight, but he didn't lose. He didn't win, did he?
Okay, back to NCAA basketball, Charlie. Let's get to the subject at hand. Of course, NCAA, the Sweet 16 has been set. And let's talk about that. Talk to me about that. What does Charles Day think as far as the numbers are concerned? I mean, where should you be putting your money? If your money's going to go somewhere, where should it go?
Well, the Sweet 16 hasn't been set yet. It will be set after Sunday's games. So there's eight games on Sunday. Eight teams were decided today. And I have to tell you, one of the more impressive teams, and maybe they haven't faced two very good opponents, but I've been impressed by Gonzaga in these two games. I mean, they really blew out Utah I guess that would be Saturday night. It's Sunday morning here, but you know, they have the size. They have a backcourt that wasn't producing as much as they wanted it to early in the season, but they got, I think, 22 or 24 points out of Eric McClellan, who was a good player at Vanderbilt before he transferred to Gonzaga. And, of course, they have Sabonis, who I think a lot of people in your audience probably remember his father, playing for the Portland Trailblazers, really after, you know, his knees had kind of given out. But when he was when he was healthy and playing in Russia, he was one of the great centers you'll ever see. So I guess this is a chip off the old block. You know, there was another great center for Utah in the game named Jakob Poitel. I don't even know how to pronounce the guy's name, but he had no offensive rebounds. And this is guy supposed to be the first center going in the draft. So it was a great job on the part of Gonzaga and their bigs and their backcourt to beat Utah. And Gonzaga would not have gotten into this tournament probably if they hadn't won against St. Mary's, winning the West Coast Conference tournament. And this is their 18th straight appearance in there. So, you know, these guys have been there before. So Gonzaga is a team that, you know, that I think I've been impressed by. But, you know, if you look at some of these other brackets, I honestly, and, you know, I have to eat a little crow here. I thought Kentucky was going to go far. They didn't go far. I thought Kentucky could go to the Final Four. And they disappointed me. They did not defend down low like I thought they would. And so they're out of the thing, which, you know, kind of leaves, I don't know, Indiana will be pesky for North Carolina, but I'll tell you, I think North Carolina has a much easier road getting to the Final Four from here.
I think you're right. Of course, this is Charles Day at PlaysByJ.com. I'm joined by Dominic Jimenez. Of course, this is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Open phone lines live worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll come back with the WBO Combat Sports Update, make it real quick and short, and then we'll go back to Charles Day talking NCAA basketball with my other man, my co-main event. I'm talking about co-host Dominic Jimenez, live on Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, live, of course, 10 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Saturday night for 2 hours. The only live sports show on the West Coast, and we are rocking it with the J-Man straight up on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Encryption. The best way to keep people from reading your email, short of making the subject line, forward, 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 hilarious joke from Uncle Walter. No one's reading that. You may not think about encryption much, but it is pretty fundamental to all our lives.
Almost everything you do today uses a code. Every time you log on to an internet service like Twitter or Facebook and send your password, every time you log into internet banking, all of that information is protected using encryption code.
That's right. Encryption can protect the things most important to us. Our financial information, health records, dick pics, trade secrets, classified government records, dick pics, our physical location, the physical location of our dicks, credit card information, dick pics and pictures of our dicks. And it's not just our data. Lots of things have computers in them now, even cars. And last year, two hackers showed a writer from Wired how they could disable his car on the interstate.
Do it. Kill the engine.
So we're killing the engine right now.
I turned on my hazard lights, but I was still stuck in the right lane with no shoulder to escape onto.
Guys, I'm stuck on the highway.
What did he say?
Oh, I think he's panicking.
Yeah, no he's panicking. You killed his engine on the freeway. Those hackers seem like they've played so many video games, they've forgotten that cars are actual objects carrying living people. But while it can keep us safe, it's important to note encryption also has a downside. It's become so ubiquitous, it's making it impossible for law enforcement to gain access to certain information. Or, as FBI Director James Comey puts it...
Technology has become a tool of choice for some very dangerous people. And unfortunately, the law has not kept pace with technology, and this disconnect has created the significant public safety problem we have long described as going dark.
Yes, going dark. It's a deliberately ominous-sounding term, because you wouldn't get so scared if they just called it bad guy go bye-bye. And you may have heard about this going dark problem recently related to one particular work iPhone belonging to Saeed Farouk, the San Bernardino gunman who, with his wife, killed 14 people last December.
The FBI needs Apple's help because the security settings on the phone lock the device if a password is entered incorrectly too many times. It may even erase all the data on the phone. The FBI wants Apple to upload software that lets its analysts get around the security features and take as many shots at the passcode as necessary.
Yes, the FBI has a dead terrorist cell phone that they cannot get into. It's running a newer version of Apple's operating system where the data is fully encrypted and can only be accessed by unlocking the passcode. Even Apple can't currently get into the phone. So the government is essentially demanding that they come up with a cheat code for their top-selling iPhone game, What's My Passcode, rated E for everyone.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Tucker.
That's a tough phone call for us to make.
Some upcoming WBO fights. Of course, the World Boxing Organization sponsors this segment of Sports Overnight America. Johnny Tucker and his All-Stars. Speaking of WBO, Paco Vacarcel talking baseball in our next segment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Arthur Abraham, taking on Gilberto Ramirez. That's going to take place April 9th. And straight up, the guy that I'm really afraid of in the Cruiserweight division, Krzysztof Glowacki, 25-0, 18 KOs, taking on the former Marine Steve Cunningham. Of course, Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash, was once a hot commodity, taking on Zolt Bredak at 122 pounds. That goes down April 23rd. Taking the look at the world of combat sports, now the UFC, of course, the main event, Frank Mir being knocked out, just being annihilated by one punch. Mark Hunt came to fight, man. Well, Mark Hunt can punch. As I said earlier, Samoans can punch. Early on, Samoans are very, very dangerous. Frank Mir didn't listen to me. Frank Mir got rocked, and then Frank Mir got knocked out. I mean, he was out, like, almost snoring. Like, on the canvas, there was no 10 count. There was no waving it off. The bottom line is the fight was over. Of course, this is UFC Fight Night live from Brisbane, Australia. Speaking of Hector Lombard, Hector Lombard was a loser tonight to Neil Magny. Magny, of course, upset him. Lombard going into the favor, but you got to give him some props. I really like Neil Magny. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or go to WBOboxing.com. Now let's go back to Charles Day and Dominic Jimenez. Dom, you have some questions for the J-Man. Go for it.
All right, Charles, you talked about how much you liked Gonzaga so far. That kind of covered one of my questions, which low seed you like. In terms of the higher seeds, you know, three, the twos, or the ones, Michigan State's already out. Which of the remaining teams look most vulnerable to you?
We lost to J-Man. Wonderful. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. Charles, you there? No, we lost to J-Man. Damn. Those phone lines from Florida, especially we're talking cell phones. Dominic Jimenez, of course, you and I are talking the NCAA, but I'm not a big NCAA fan. As I said to you, you know, they could have the Sweet 16. They could play next door to me. I could care less. Somehow, the fact that I can't identify with these guys as far as names and faces are concerned, it just doesn't excite me.
No, I totally get you. You got it's one of the things about college sports that's frustrating to me is the year-to-year turnover. So, you know, one year we're looking at, you know, we'll take Ohio State, for example, Cardale Jones, Joey Bosa, these guys that become household names. Well, next year they'll be gone, and we have a new wave, a new crop of Ohio State guys that, hey, I don't know who this guy is, I don't know who that guy is, and it takes – the acclimation process can be frustrating. With professional sports, while you might have a lot of new guys on a year-to-year basis, you still have the core of each team still standing around. And so I understand your aversion to college sports in that regard.
Hold on one second. Go with the J-Man, Dominic. He's back.
I am back. Okay. I would, to answer your question, you know, I was the team I was pinpointing was the number one overall seed, Kansas. I mean, because, you know, if you look at their roster and if you follow them, now obviously they're number one. They've been number one a couple of different times this season. They've won, I don't know, a dozen straight conference championships. But, you know, they've been knocked out early the last couple of years in the tournament. Now, they're going to the Sweet 16, but they haven't necessarily been a team that has overachieved in this tournament. And this year, if you look up and down the regular rotation on this team, you don't really see a guy who you can point to and say that guy is going to be a first-round draft choice and he's going to play in the NBA. You have two freshmen on that team, Cheick Diallo and Carlton Bragg, who came in with a lot of ballyhoo, who just have not adjusted, and they're really not a big part of this, of the whole experience. And if they could have risen to the occasion, this would have been an even better Kansas team, but the problem in their bracket, which is the South region, is the fact that, you know, a couple of the dark horse teams that I was looking at are no longer in it. Now, I love my alma mater, Miami, but I did not think they were going to knock off Wichita State, which I was really, you know, I was kind of really focused on them because I thought, you know, Wichita State is an overachiever in this tournament, has been two of the last three seasons. So that kind of thing makes it a little bit easier for Kansas to make their way through, although, of course, ultimately they may have to play Villanova.
I still think University of North Carolina, Jim Lampley's former alumni, I think they got a good shot here.
I thought Jim Lampley went to the University of Florida.
No, he went to University of North Carolina. I think he
did. He? Okay.
He was a Tar Heel. Anyway, I got about a minute and a half
left. Let me mention this. Northern Iowa, don't forget Northern Iowa. You know, they're going to play Texas A&M. They are, you know, they've already beaten, obviously, Texas. Who knows what they can do with Oklahoma if they get by this one round. But remember, they have beaten North Carolina, Iowa State, and Wichita State twice this season. So this is not just a little guy, you know, kind of rising up and doing it. On occasion, you know, they've suffered some bad losses, but they have been capable enough to beat, you know, the best of the best. And so they are capable in what I think is the weakest bracket, the West region, of maybe being that team that becomes the Cinderella and goes to the Final Four.
Dominic, last question. Got about a minute left. Charles, got a last question for Charles J. Shoot it.
All right, who's your Final Four?
Well, I don't you know, I don't really do it, but if you want me to throw something out there, I'll say Kansas. Why not Northern Iowa? I guess North Carolina at this time would have to be that, and I think it's going to be hard to beat Virginia. I know that's a cop-out. There's some number ones there, but that would be it if you're putting me on the spot now.
PlaysByJay.com, PlaysByJay.com. So you got something special going up in the morning?
Well, we're analyzing all eight of the games. We have to analyze every game in every tournament as part of a promotion we're doing. And so there'll be some plays up there for you in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Charles Day, the genius that he is, on Sports Byline. Charlie, have a good week. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
What can I say? He is long-winded, but, man, is he informative, huh? That's why he's a genius. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, Paco con Taco. Paco talking baseball with Johnny Taco. Next up on Sports Byline, Sports Over in America, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My daughter's a good gymnast because she practices a lot. Against the wall. We needed to paint. So I talked to Jen at Ace.
I told Dana when it comes to durable paint that really stands up to kids, you can't beat our best. Valspar Optimus.
Ace is a place that helps with beautiful walls and perfect handstands.
Now through Monday, buy a gallon of Valspar Optimus and get one free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Limit 2 free gallons per household, which must be of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary while supplies last. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
It's that time, folks. It's Paco and Taco talking baseball. Francisco Paco Vacarcel and Johnny Taco. Paco, how are you this week, buddy?
I'm fine, Johnny. What about you?
I'm okay. Let me tell you, we got some heat last week because I think in one of our editions, our prior editions of Paco and Taco, you called the New York Mets the New York Mutts, and some guy sent us an email and said the New York Mets had a great team last year, and what were you doing calling them Mutts?
No, but I have no. That's my friend who called Mutts, you know, but not me. I respect the Mets, you know, especially the pitcher staff. Oof.
Goodness. How good? Who stands out on that pitching staff to you?
That guy Harvey, DeGrom, that guy, man. They got a good staff, and they could be in the finals for sure.
Of course, Harvey.
Let's see what happened. You know, if they don't have any injury, one of the pitcher get injured. DeGrom was, you know, he got some problems, but now he will be back. But if they don't have injury, that the staff, the all that pitchers can be healthy, you have to count on the Mets.
Matt Harvey, Jacob DeGrom, they're going to be those are the two aces, huh?
Oh, yeah. You got two tough cookies there.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. Good stuff from the bullpen, you know.
When you talk about stuff, people really don't know, unless they're baseball fanatics, what stuff is. I mean, Juan Marichal had stuff. He could throw five pitches, a Hall of Famer, number 27 with the San Francisco Giants. He could throw five different pitches, including the screwball. Nobody throws that many pitches anymore. How come?
Oh, I don't know. It's but you have, you know, guy like Maddox. I remember Maddox.
Yeah, great.
Sutcliffe, Scott. You remember Scott, who was playing for the Mets and then moved to Houston somewhere. You know, they got good stuff too. You know, for at least four.
Okay, but how come? But how come guys don't throw? I mean, was Marichal a freak that he threw five pitches? He had five individual pitches he can go to. Are there any pitchers today that can go to five different pitches to get somebody out?
Yeah, but remember, Juan Marichal was a Superman, okay? Bob Gibson was a Superman. But, you know, you don't have Superman every time. You have Superman every 20 years, you know?
Bob Gibson was Bob Gibson on steroids.
Bob Gibson was, let me tell you, he was tough.
He was a monster. I mean, he would throw that ball. Yeah. Him and Drysdale, both those guys, they threw the ball. If you stuck your nose over the plate, they take it off. Warren Spahn, of course. Warren Spahn and Juan Marichal. Yes. I think they engaged in that. Was it Spahn and Marichal that went 19 innings?
I
think it was, yeah.
That guy was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. He was good, man. And I respect him a lot.
And Juan Marichal, the Dominican Dandy, the Hall of Famer, he won, no question about it. Why do you think
I saw him. I saw him last time in Puerto Rico with Orlando Cepeda.
Yeah.
Him and Tani Perez, yeah.
You know, on New Year's Eve 1970, 69 to 70, where was it a party? A friend of mine lived upstairs. And it was Charlie Pennis, who was his uncle. That was Orlando Cepeda's real name, Pennis, and he changed it. But the Pennis family, and Orlando was there. We got to meet Orlando. We see him when he come to town this night. Of course, he was playing with the Giants originally, and they got traded to St. Louis. You know, when you look back at the Giants' history, they made a lot of bad trades, but that might have been the worst trade they ever made.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You know, but the worst than Minnesota, no way. You know, the Minnesota went... they send Big Papi to Boston for free.
For free.
Not the worst. Or Babe Ruth to the Yankees, man.
Talk to me about David Ortiz. How good is he?
Oh, he's great, and he's a great human being. The people in Boston love him. He's a great guy. You know, he works with the community. But he's an excellent, you know, he's not a good glove. He's not a good glove, but he can bat. You know, he can bat. He's a slugger, RBI. Forget it. He's very good. If that guy can have a good glove, average glove in first base, wow, Hall of Famer for sure.
Okay, obviously you got to have all the tools when you're playing the game. We're talking baseball. Paco and Taco talking baseball on Sports Overnight America, the week edition. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific time. Of course, that is 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. Eastern time. The only live network show in the entire world from the United States coming to you emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. So I'm looking at the Baltimore Orioles. I was looking at the Baltimore Orioles, looking at some of the teams on the on their roster, on the guys, some of their guys on their roster. I was looking at some of the other team leaders. Who do you think is really going to stand out this year as far as the American League's concerned, the pitchers? I mean, what are the pitchers going to be this year in the American League?
Houston got a good team. Toronto got a good team, you know, in the American.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, they need pitchers, you know. They got a lot of slugger, good players, but they need pitchers. With one pitcher, you cannot win the World Series.
Well,
Yankees, let's see what happened to Sabathia.
Okay, you said the Dodgers are going to win the West out here. Of course, the Dodgers have got...
Yeah, but in the National, National, Dodgers are always Dodgers. And San Francisco, you have to count on San Francisco with the Dominican.
You know, I got to ask you about San Francisco because we were in Cartagena, Colombia, watching the World Series on television. The Giants won it that year. Then they missed it a year. Then they won it the next year. Then they missed it a year, and then they won it again. So then they missed it last year. Are they going to win this year?
Yeah, they could do it. San Francisco is so, it's like San Luis or Dodgers, you know. Mm-hmm. They are always there. Or the Yankees or Boston. Can have a bad year, but next year they do have to count on the guys.
Okay. Paco, how good is Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Giants? I mean, he's won these three World Series.
No, Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy was a catcher from San Diego when I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
He was the second catcher because the first was Benito Santiago.
Mm-hmm.
And Benito Santiago came after Kennedy. Okay? Kennedy mm-hmm. was the catcher.
Right.
Benito was a young prospect. Then Benito came. He substituted Kennedy. Bochy was a substitute for... You know, for Benito, mm-hmm. because Benito can throw from the knees,
mm-hmm.
and Bochy was very smart. No matter he wasn't the best catcher or the best player, but he was smart. Catcher have to be smart, and he's a great skipper.
Is that why so many good managers have been catchers? I mean, is that the smartest position on the field, the catcher?
Yeah, catchers are, you know, catchers are good managers.
Okay.
Joe Torre,
no question about that.
Yeah.
When you look back at the great Yankee teams, of course, the standouts were Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth and things like that. But when that Roger Maris thing was going back and forth back in the 60s, when Roger Maris was about to break Babe Ruth's record, I mean, he was threatened, his family was threatened, he had to have bodyguards, things like that. That's crazy. It sort of sounds like politics in 2016.
Yeah, but, you know, I remember when Roger Maris was a guy that everybody wants an autograph, everybody wants a picture, they were there. That was the good old days, Taco, and we have to come back to go back to that day, the good old days again. And now you have a lot of guys there with 15 bodyguards. You know, you can touch the guys, and you know, it's completely different. Completely different.
It's funny. I remember the most heartbreaking moment I've ever had as a baseball fan was when Willie Mays refused to give me an autograph. It just destroyed me. I was only 10 years old. I went home and told my mother and my father, and she goes, "What?" I said, "He wouldn't sign it. He just wouldn't sign it.
Yeah, but they can make money, you know, signing autograph. Sometimes they got contract with companies, and they cannot do it because they got a contract with a company.
They receive money. This was 1967. I don't think there was those contracts were happening quite then.
I'm not sure because you know. I remember the good old days, and the good old days we got a player in Puerto Rico named Tite Arroyo,
mm-hmm.
and he was the closer for the Yankees.
Okay.
And I remember it wasn't easy. For the people to have an autograph,
you know,
and I think he was a great guy, very humble, but I think he got a contract. The guys who prepared the cards, the players' cards,
right?
And they paid some money. I remember that.
Yep.
No matter what, in the 60s.
All right, but the point I was trying to make is I'm going back to Willie Mays for just a second. The Giants, we'll finish with this. The Giants had a great Latino. Central, their core was Latino. Orlando Cepeda, the Alou brothers, all three of them. I mean, Jose Pagan was there, and he's not related to the Jose Pagan playing today. Obviously, you told us that. But they had a big Latin contingent, and Willie Mays didn't like the Latin contingent, and they traded them all away. I mean, that's not a coincidence. And Vida Blue, Vida Blue told me that a couple of years ago. He said, man, he goes, Pedro, he goes, Willie Mays didn't like Latinos, especially Puerto Ricans. That's, I find that funny. He's an African-American.
Yeah, but he said, yeah, but he was hanging around with Puerto Ricans all the time, you know.
Okay. Anyway, Paco and Taco, that's it for baseball this week. We'll talk next week,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, but don't blame Willie Mays. He was one of my heroes.
Number 24, next week we'll play the great catch. You have a great week.
Okay, you too.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
What about Don Sutton?
Oh, I wore his ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wore Don Sutton. Two guys on the Dodgers I wore out. Don Sutton and Bob Welsh. Oh, I could have went up blindfolded and got hits off those guys. I mean, really. I mean, Ray Charles could hit Don Sutton.
What?
And Ray had a hard time seeing the ball, man.
Yeah, he did. There's no question. We all know that.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Check it. 54 and a half minutes past the hour. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, joined on the line by my co-host, of course, from his lair in Hillsborough, California. If you need to know anything about Hillsborough, just Google it. You know what I'm talking about once you Google it. Bottom line is Dominic Jimenez is with us. Dom, I got to ask you this before we get to my favorite part. I'm talking about tell me what I don't know. Looks like the Oakland Raiders, of course, you know, pass rusher in Khalil Mack, had 15 sacks last year, outside linebacker, defensive end at times. Now they're talking about, the Raiders are talking about going after this guy, trading for this guy Wilkerson. I mean, Muhammad Wilkerson, that sounds like he's going to fight. He's going to play inside of Mack. And that makes for the best pass rush I can think of Oakland having in decades.
Well, yeah, and you're not even counting Aldon Smith on the other side of Khalil Mack there. Yeah. And they also went out and signed Bruce Irvin from Seattle, who's a fantastic pass rusher. I don't think there's a whole lot of traction yet with this Muhammad Wilkerson thing. I think one of the beat NFL writer guys was like, hey, this makes perfect sense. So I don't know if it's going to happen yet, but if the Raiders do get Muhammad Wilkerson, I think he's only about 26 years old. He's one of the most dominant defensive linemen in the game right now. And that was the big weak link for the Raiders last year was the defense. You know, you've got a lot of up-and-comers on the offense, Amari Cooper, Derek Carr, Michael Crabtree looked good, Latavius Murray, the running back, looks okay. Their offensive line, they've shored up a bit. So if they go out and trade that number 15 or 14 overall pick for Muhammad Wilkerson, they could do some serious damage with the pass rush. And we've seen what teams that have a good pass rush can do when the games start to matter.
Okay, if Chip Kelly's looking for a quarterback who wants to play for the 49ers, I'm not talking about Colin Kaepernick. I'm talking about Jared Goff, of course, the Cal graduate, the former star, now entering the draft. He had his pro day on Friday. He said it would be awesome to play for the Niners. He's only 21 years old. He's born in the Bay Area. This would be a great addition to the team, I think.
Yeah, Goff looks to be like he would be a perfect fit, kind of like Aaron Rodgers was however many years ago, 10 years ago or whatever it was. You have to wonder if Goff will be there. You don't know how the Browns are necessarily thinking. Obviously, they want a quarterback with that number two pick. Everybody's saying they're going to go Carson Wentz, but you never know in the NFL and especially in the draft. So if Goff's there, I would expect the Niners to draft him, but the Niners have shown, especially Trent Baalke, that you never know.
Niners could use a big defensive end. I'm talking about Joey Bosa. I really think they could. Now, Dominic, being the astute man of sports that you are, coming to us from Hillsborough, California, your mansion, one of three down there, tell me something I don't know besides the fact you're filthy rich.
All right. The Public Policy Polling Company surveyed 410 NFL fans who their favorite quarterback was. They asked, number five was a man who has not thrown a pass since 2013. The fifth most popular quarterback amongst 410 fans surveyed was Tim Tebow.
Ooh. Okay, that's a little interesting. Of course, Tim Tebow trying to make his comeback. Are the Eagles interested in him?
No, I haven't seen anything of the sort. I know he was with them a few years ago and they cut him. But to be fair, the Eagles are kind of having to remodel everything. They got rid of Mark Sanchez. Maybe they kick the tires again on Tebow, but I doubt it.
Okay. The state of Georgia looks like they don't want to host any Super Bowls. They're going to come off of this anti-gay thing. I think it's anti-gay bill 757 or something like that. It's already going to cost them like a 15,000 person convention for these tech people. I don't know why they're going in this direction. Talk to me about that.
I think that's just a cultural thing, you know, in the South. There's a lot of people that are not necessarily as liberal as some of our West Coast people like we are. They're very rooted in what they believe in. And hey, if that's how, you know, an overwhelming majority of the state feels, there's not a whole lot they can do about it. They're going to stick to their what they believe in rather than look for the dollar signs. They'll live without it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dominic Jimenez from his palace in Hillsborough, California. Big D, have a great week.
Of course, I'm rich. I will, of course. Thank you.
His arrogance I shudder at the thought. Bottom line is he is my co-host and I have no choice. He owns the network. Okay, he owns the network. I'll tell you the truth. He owns the network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I thank you for spending some time with us tonight. Bottom line is we're here each and every Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. The only live show on the continental USA talk about network sports and some comedy as well. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline, 10 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Saturday night. Until next time, take care.